Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. In the first hour, we had a great guest, Dr. Sanjeev Chopra. If you don't get both hours of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, you can get them, or if you're out of your area or you have to go someplace else, you can always get them on podcast at iHeartRadio or on iTunes or on RadioMD.com or your local station. Call your local station and tell them you want to hear the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show from the satellite network at RadioMD.com, and they can pick it up. The Big Five was Sanjeev Chopra's book. It's a great book. It's well written. It's superb. Five simple things you can do. More coffee is better. An ounce of nuts a day. Meditate morning and evening. Just 10 minutes morning, or 5 minutes morning and 5 minutes evening. 10 minutes a day. 30 minutes of walking a day. And yes, what was the fifth one? It is getting enough vitamin D. So five simple things you can do. Get your vitamin D level measured. Get a pedometer to make sure you're getting your steps. In fact, get a coffee cup. Remind you to drink the coffee. Get nuts. They're wonderful. I get them, the mixed nuts and walnuts. And meditate. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't need anything. Just a quiet room. And you can always go into the throne room, if worse comes to worse, to meditate. We'll go over at the bottom of the hour my top 12 things. Some of them are the same, but my top 12 things you can do to make yourself younger at the bottom of the hour. And at 17 after, my favorite part of the show, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not? Gary's got some questions from his mailbag, like, what other risks do you have when you're pregnant and traveling other than the Zika virus? And we talked last week about what states you go to. More north. The more north you go, Minnesota, no Zika virus. North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, doesn't look like they've got Zika virus. Northern New York, northern Ohio, no Zika virus. So those are the states that are more north are the ones you go to. I wouldn't go to the Caribbean. LeBron James is not going to the Olympics, although he said it was because he's exhausted. Maybe it's exhausted, but maybe he wants risk of the Zika virus for both him and his family members. So I'm going to talk about my top 12 after we get through Gary Ginsberg's wonderful segment. What is Gary going to talk about? Well, not only is he going to go to the mailbag, popcorn lung chemical diacetyl found as a flavoring agent in many e-cigarettes. Oh my gosh. So not only do you smoke, but you get lung disease, popcorn lung disease from e-cigarettes. Jeez, they're making you feel like you're doing something good because they're flavored, and then they're killing you with it. Someone ought to sue whoever is producing that as putting stuff in the e-cigarettes that they don't even tell you about. Even small ozone puts many more people in the hospital, so small ozone increase, and where you live matters, and we'll come back to that on how you find a place that lowers your risk of high blood pressure with Gary Ginsberg. One of the other things that I saw this week, you heard as the introduction, long work hours may hurt your health. And it, what did they say? Those who worked 41 to 50 hours, men, had a lower risk. But once the women got above 60 hours or more, they had more than three times the risk of heart disease, non-skin cancer, and diabetes. That is all the other cancers other than skin. Three times the risk of asthma, four times the risk of osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And you say, why is that? Well, it may be that the stress level of all this work is suppressing their immune system and letting cancers and inflammatory diseases prosper. So we don't know the reason, but certainly women look like they're at risk. Men, not so much, in fact. working 41 to 50 hours a week for men lowered their risk of all-cause mortality substantially. So we have a difference in men and women. I think it may be due to the difference in divided attention and caregiver responsibilities, etc. But we don't know whether that is really the reason for the difference. There was another article this week that came to something that was important and that pertains to more than just one disease. The history was, the statement was, exercise may help thwart ovarian cancer. And you're saying, I'm a guy, I don't need to exercise. I don't get ovarian cancer. What are they talking about? Well, it turns out that if you get prostate cancer or brain cancer or lung cancer or virtually any of the cancers, breast included, that have been studied, when you start to exercise after treatment, so yes, exercise before you get them decreases your risk of them by 80 to 90%. It's amazing. 80 to 90% reduction in your risk of cancers, of all cancers combined, if you just do about 30 minutes of exercise a day. I mean, really remarkable reduction. But after the cancer, you can't be sedentary either, because after the cancer, your treatment, your risk of a recurrence goes down 10% if you just do 30 minutes 7 days a week. 30 minutes of walking, seven, amazing. So most people don't realize that after they have cancer, they've got to push themselves even more because it does prevent recurrences. Well, this shows, in fact, in ovarian cancer, didn't have as great as a 70 to 80%, but they didn't look at all of the other things combined with exercise. But in fact, they showed that it was a 22 to 34% more likely to die if they had no exercise, meaning about a 30% reduction if they did exercise in reducing the death rate. But it's even greater than that in many of the other studies and for many of the other cancers. So important information that you should do. One of the stories that recurred this week and recurred in my email box from questions you asked, they said, tell us more about this device that sucks food out of you, or where you lose weight with a device that empties your stomach. Well, as I said, this is for obese patients, and they lost an average of 12% of their body weight. So 12% means over a one-year period. So if you're 200 pounds, 12% is 24 pounds. It's not a trivial amount. But you get a surgical procedure on you every 5 to 6 weeks, because it's a tube that's put in between your stomach and your stomach wall, that is the surface of your abdomen, and literally you open up a valve and take out a third of what you've eaten that day and get rid of it, and that's how it works. Seems to me a little crazy you use it, but it does work for weight loss. So it is called Aspire Assist, ASPIRE ASSIST, meaning you're sucking food out of your stomach. So that's one of the stories. When we come back, we're going to hear my favorite segment of the show, Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not segment. You can go to his website, whatstoxic.com. But he's going to talk to us about traveling and the risk of pregnancy other than Zika, small ozone changes. He's going to talk to us about where you live matters to your blood pressure. My favorite story about e-cigarettes and the lung chemical. Why would they do that? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Gary Ginsberg, too, joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
www.theownersmanualradioshow.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
The information this segment is too good. I don't want to waste it, but I got to tell you, before we came on, Gary Ginsberg, whose segment is What's Toxic, What's Not, my favorite segment on the show, was telling me about he and his father were in a parade in Cleveland and when Bob Hope came down. Well, I was in a parade, and you could have been in a parade this week when LeBron James was coming right down. And, of course, you don't want him coming on you, but it is good to celebrate the Cavaliers breaking 52 years of no championship in Cleveland and have won the first title since 1964. We had a minor league hockey title this year, too, the week before, but we had a major league. Cleveland Cavaliers did knock off those hapless Warriors, and I hope I don't regret it saying it that way.
Let me just say, coming from Hartford, Connecticut, where we have a new baseball stadium that nobody's playing in this summer because the contractor was so dysfunctional that and was so overrun with time and cost that the city said, "Nah, we don't care if we don't ever play baseball here. You're not finishing the job." So we have an empty ball. At least Cleveland, you've got beautiful ballparks, you've got major league teams, you've got Bob Hope and now LeBron James. She has a lot to be proud of. And your drinking water is good this summer.
And her drinking water is good this summer, thank God. An important subject now. But if people are smoking e-cigarettes, I don't think they're allowing them at the Republican National Convention. But if they're having e-cigarettes, what's in them and why would they possibly put that in them?
Well, you know, we've talked about e-cigarettes in the past, and, you know, the big irritant / carcinogen that has been fingerprinted into the off-gassing from the sidestream smoke is acetaldehyde. So that's not why, and we've talked about that before, but what I wanted to talk about today is some of the flavorants that they put in to, of course, entice a younger audience. And one in particular, this research team had an interesting idea. They said, well, we wonder if something really toxic, like popcorn lung diacetyl, the flavorant that they had to ban from popcorn, and I've talked about that on the show as well, because workers were getting basically obliterating their lung from inhaling and breathing in this flavorant, this fake butter flavor. Well, it turns out that in about 51 different types of e-cigarettes that were tested, this diacetyl, they suspected that might turn up this chemical, it turned up in over 30 of them. So they are putting, you know, the levels that you're going to be inhaling, it's a little unclear. I went on the Dr. Oz show not that long ago when he talked about caffeine vaping, and I was a toxicologist there. And when you inhale something that, you know, and you're taking it deeply into your lungs, it certainly has an opportunity to do some damage. This is a chemical, diacetyl, or popcorn butter flavor, that we know is toxic to the lungs, and yet it's in over 60% of the sampled e-cigarette subsample. So it just shows that whoever is cooking up these e-cigarette formulations, they're not really thinking, they don't have a toxicologist on staff, let's put it that way.
Let's go to a question that got asked to you, Gary, because so the message is avoid e-cigarettes, avoid people who are smoking e-cigarettes, because it will give you some toxicity from secondhand smoke, whether it's formaldehyde or the diacetyl popcorn lung chemical. Second,
right.
This is a question that got asked you, and it was after last week's session where you said we should avoid those southern states,
right,
with potential of the Zika virus. Are there other risks for pregnant travelers that got asked to you?
Obviously Zika brings up pregnancy and traveling. And there's the general advice to not fly long distances if you're in your first or third trimester. And that's just because you're just medically more of a risk. And if you're on a long air flight, things can happen, or you might get the DVTs, for example. But if second trimester seems to be the most medically recommended time during your pregnancy to travel longish distances in the air. But what I wanted to talk about, and this is something that shocked me when I was overseas on sabbatical in Australia, and that is pregnant women in Australia are eating fish and chips. A lot of people, a lot of tourists eat fish and chips. The kind of fish, Mike, it's kind of shocking, but the kind of fish that is commonly sold, it's not haddock and it's not pollock, which we sell as our fish and chips here, but it is flake. Flake is another word for shark. Shark is one of the highest mercury fish that we have. So I would say that we know about. So I would say that if a woman is going to Australia, for example, or anywhere around the world, you really want to do some research on the fish. And if you're going to be spending, more than just a day or two, but, several weeks, and you're going to be eating a local diet, find out what's in the fish. Because if you're eating fish and chips at the market or at a local shop in Australia, you're probably getting way more mercury than we would. And believe me, there's safer fish in Australia to eat for pregnant women. You go on the websites and on their warning pages, there's not a big warning about flake and pregnancy, not nearly as broadcast. They say once every fortnight a pregnant woman should have a fish and chips meal, which a fortnight is 2 weeks. Even that, in this country, we would be saying once a month, and we would be broadcasting that very loudly if such a common food had that much mercury in it.
Yeah, so the message is clear, and let me repeat it since Gary gave it, is you want to avoid fish that have mercury in them. That includes mackerel, shark, swordfish, tuna, and I'm missing, and tilefish. So those are the fish
The kind of tuna that you get in sushi can be very high in mercury as well. The big eye tuna, some of the other tunas in mercury could be high. I'm sorry, in sushi could be high. So if you really like sushi, you might want to make sure you're just getting the salmon when you're doing sushi if you're pregnant.
And in the last 3 minutes, even small increases in ozone will put people in the hospital. Tell us about that. What do you mean by small increases?
Yes, so we're talking 10 parts per billion now. So a study in Southern California looked at the ozone levels and the ozone variability in levels day to day, because it is something that fluctuates hour by hour, day to day, and people needing to go to the ED or emergency room for things like acute respiratory distress, asthma, emphysema, et cetera. We know that the ozone standard of 70 parts per billion, which was just recently lowered from 75 parts per billion, took EPA 5 years and hundreds to thousands of pages worth of paper to document that we're going to lower the standard from 75 to 70. And now there's a movement in Congress to try to remand that and push it back up to 75, which is just incredible, because 70 is not low enough. As this study showed, that per 10 parts per billion increase within the range that you're going to experience in Cleveland, or I'm going to experience in Hartford on a summertime day, per 10 parts per billion increase, there is a statistically significant increase in respiratory distress, especially in vulnerable folks who might be out mowing their lawn or just taking a walk. I go jogging at lunchtime downtown, and that's not good for my lungs, and I know it. And if it's a really bad day, I will go to the gym. It's the worst part.
What makes it a bad day? Is it just sun outside will make it a bad day, or is there something else we should watch for?
You should watch for the AQI, the Air Quality Index from EPA. They've got a great AQI website, and that will tell you if it's a bad air day.
And that's Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, the greatest segment of the show, and one I learned from. Hopefully you do. Stay tuned. We'll be back with my top 12 things you should do on Radio MD.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the highest level possible till near the end. And your family can too. You can get that. So I said, after I listened and read the book, I get these, the producer, Donna Gould, who's wonderful, gets me one or two books every week to interview the authors of. And I read the books as much as possible during the week. So I started reading Dr. Sanjeev Chopra's book he wrote with David Fisher called The Big Five, Five Simple Things You Can Do to Live a Longer, Healthier Life. 208 pages. I said, I can get through this. And I got through about 170 of them. It's a wonderful book. And it says, Five Simple Things You Can Do to Live a Longer, Healthier Life. And I said, I know five simple things you can do. You can, in fact, manage stress. You can avoid toxins like tobacco and BPA and BPS. I said, why don't I put my top 12 down and discuss them with you on the radio show so you know not only the top five and how similar Dr. Chopra's were and mine, but you learn the full 12. Actually, I have 14 things that are simple you can do. Some aren't that simple. So number one, meditate twice a day. I agree with Dr. Chopra. Meditating twice a day is just for 5 minutes. And there are easy ways to meditate. You can go to stressfreenow.com. It's at clevelandclinicwellness.com. clevelandclinicwellness.com. Go to the Stress Free Now, and it's a program that doesn't cost much compared to the benefit it gives you. I think it's $49, but it teaches you how to meditate, gets you in the practice of it. If you do it for the 6 weeks, three or four times a week, that's the key, three or more times a week, you will learn how to do it and do it for the rest of your life and be able to do it simple. That's the most important thing. The second thing, pick your health buddy. And third thing, separately, your spouse wisely. That is a health buddy. The key for the people who made themselves younger in the real age. We looked at the 18 million people when we were writing the book, You, This Is Your Do-Over. And it turned out that the ones who did it successfully had a health buddy, that is someone who they worked with, who helped them get young. So get your health buddy, pick them wisely. We tell you in the This Is Your Do-Over how to do it. One of the keys, think about, you've got the worst thing you ever did. You ate a whole box of Chip Ahoy cookies or whatever the worst thing you do is, and you got to tell your buddy that you did it. And think about how they react. If they would react and say, oh, I want more, why didn't you save some for me? Not a good health buddy. But if they react and say, let's think about why you did it, what we can do in the future so that you can plan and get healthy and stay healthy, that's who you want as your health buddy. So pick your health buddy and separately your spouse wisely. Spouse, there are three value systems that we say you have to have right. Your value systems, your finances. So yeah, you have to discuss what's important to your spouse and what's important to you as you're going through life, because that's really important for your happiness in life. The second thing is your social values. Are you a conservative? Are you a liberal? What is important to you about your social values in life? And those are, if you will, key to your being able to have that marriage last. And the third thing that keeps marriages lasting is your sexual desires and frequency and the desire to keep that the same, or the desire for you being compatible. So three things, your financial values, your social values, and then your sexual or physical proclivities. The fourth item is find a passion. that is what really drives you in life. For me, it is helping people stay healthy. But for other people, it may be listening to jokes. It may be doing crossword puzzles. It may be, if you will, knitting or whatever. But find a passion and, if you will, fertilize it. That means get it so you'll really like to do it. 5, a Mediterranean diet and avoiding the 4S foods, simple sugars, added syrups, stripped carbs, saturated and trans fat. You want to avoid those. So, Mediterranean diet, anything that you like that isn't, that's complex carbs, that doesn't have saturated fat, doesn't have red meat in it, doesn't have sandwich meat in it, doesn't have stripped carbs, doesn't have added sugars in it. Those are wonderful things. Nuts fit with that. As you heard, one of the things that Dr. Sanjeev Chopra said is he likes to have an ounce of nuts, doesn't matter whether it's almonds or walnuts, etc. Even peanuts count. 6, avoid tobacco, BPA, BPS, and, in fact, I'd say after today's session with Gary Ginsberg, avoid e-cigarettes. They're toxin, too, and they put out toxin chemicals, so avoid those, too. 7, walk 10,000 steps a day. So you got to buy a pedometer, buy good walking shoes, walk 10,000 steps a day. As you notice on some of these, they take a little planning, such as this one. You got to get a pedometer, you got to get shoes, and then walk 10,000 steps a day. Don't go to sleep without it. I'm at 9640. I got a bunch more time today, you know, 6 more hours, whatever it is left in the day. I can do this. 8, 20 minutes 3 times a week of cardio, 15 minutes of resistance, and the next one, 9, 40 jumps a day. So jumping is the strongest thing that helps get bone mass accretion. I've stopped jumping, I've noticed, for the last couple of weeks. I got to start again. You can do it while listening to the radio show, even while maybe doing it. And I don't think I can do it while doing the radio show. But 40 jumps a day, 20 in the morning, 20 in the evening, 15 minutes of resistance exercise twice a week, and then 3 times a week of cardio, 20 minutes each. That's all you need, and you get all that health benefit. 10, pay yourself first, save for emergencies, retirement, and fun. What do I mean by that? Take 10% of your paycheck immediately when you, in fact, start to work. Anytime you start to work, pay yourself first. Take the 10% of your paycheck that you get first and use it to, in fact, pay yourself. Put it into an emergency savings account. When you've got enough for that, then put it into, start putting it into a retirement account, maybe a trip account, special time account, whatever you want. Make sure you got those accounts covered, and then a fun account. But it is pay yourself first. 9, sleep 6.5 to 8.5 hours a night. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break about how you make sure you get that time. 11, take the Fab 8. 2 baby aspirins. When we talked a little bit about Dr. Chopra about, it's not in his book of the Fab 5, but it is one of my Fab 10, Fab, in fact, I have the Fab 15. So we're at 10, take the Fab 8, 2 baby aspirins, 2,000 international units of vitamin D2, D3, and get it measured, as he said, to make sure you're in a level of 35 to 80. 900 milligrams a day of vitamin DH, of not DA vitamin, but of DHA with lutein and zeaxanthin. Why do you want it with DHA and why lutein and zeaxanthin? Well, we'll talk about those when we come back as well. So we're going to come back to this. 600 milligrams of calcium, half of a multi twice a day, 420 milligrams of omega-7, atorvastatin or rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams a day, CoQ10, 200 milligrams a day. Those are the Fab 8, but we'll come back and talk more about them in a few minutes. Stay tuned so that you can enjoy cooked tomatoes, another thing, for a long time to come.
D Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've had a great show so far. I'm telling you about my top 15. We went through with Dr. Sanjeev Chopra the big five simple things you can do to live a longer, healthier life. These are my top 15 for making yourself younger. We went through number one, meditation twice a day, 5 minutes twice a day. Two, pick your health buddy and separately your spouse wisely. That's three. Four, find a passion and nurture it, fertilize it. Five, Mediterranean diet and avoid the SSSS foods, simple sugar, added syrup, stripped carbs, saturated and trans fat. Six, avoid tobacco, BPS, BPSA, and other toxins like the e-cigarette vapor. Seven, walk 10,000 steps a day. Eight, 20 minutes three times a week of cardio, 15 minutes twice a week of resistance, and 9, 40 jumps a day. 10, pay yourself first and save for emergencies, then for a safety net, and then for retirement, and then for fun. So pay 10% of your salary, put it immediately into savings, and then invest it so you get there. I think this is number 11, sleep 6.5 to 8.5 hours a day. Number 12, take the Fab 8. And what is the Fab 8? Well, we went through two baby aspirins with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, but check with your doctor because there are side effects of aspirin. 2,000 international units of vitamin D2, D3. Again, get your level measured with your doctor so you get a level of 50 to 80. The third of the Fab 8, 900 milligrams of DHA with lutein and zeaxanthin. You can get it at CVS as Life's DHA Plus. DHA, 900 milligrams with lutein and zeaxanthin. They save your eyes from the first phase of macular degeneration, prevent eye injury, but also they help your brain stay 6 years younger. And we learned today, keep your sperm functioning even if you're a smoker. Half of a multi twice a day. Why half twice a day? Because you pee out the water-soluble components in 12 to 16 hours. So in order to keep the same level, you need half of that multi twice a day. And then 420 milligrams of omega-7. That's in macadamia nuts. As you heard, there's a recall in macadamia nuts. Safer to get the complex of omega-7. I think seven of these is atorvastatin, which is Lipitor, or rosuvastatin, which is Crestor. 20 milligrams a day to get your cholesterol level below 100, below 70. If you've got certain conditions, talk to your doctor. For example, if you've got LPA that's high or other risk factors, because you want to get it below 70 then. And that's why you go to atorvastatin or rosuvastatin. Helps with mental function as well as preventing cancer, as you learned from listening to Dr. Sanjay Chopra in the first hour when he was talking about the big five. And the last, CoQ10, 200 milligrams a day. Number, I think this is 13, enjoy cooked tomatoes if you want, four times a week. Number 14, enjoy coffee if you are a fast metabolizer. How do you tell if you're a fast metabolizer? You have a decreased risk of, that is, how do you tell if you're a fast metabolizer? You don't get a headache. You don't get heart abnormalities, heart arrhythmias, or gastric upset or anxiety with a large cup of coffee. If you don't get those, you're a fast metabolizer. Number 15, 5-day periodic fast. We talked about that in the past. I don't know if I'm going to get enough time, but I'm going to try to squeeze it in here. What's a 5-day periodic fast? It is 1,000 calories for first day, and then 4 days of 750 calories. How do you do it? You can do it with a tomato, 8 ounces of diced tomatoes, 28 ounces of water, 8 ounces of corn niblets, 8 ounces of water, and all the onions you want, plus seasonings you want, and you can have 17 servings of that a day without going over the 750 calories. Number 16, strengthen your grip That's a key to making your real age younger. And those are the top 15, maybe 16 things that I could find for making your real age younger, counting those 8 Fab 8 supplements and tablets as one thing. But those are the things, and why are they the top? Because they're easy to do, and they are the most important for you to do for your health. I'm going to now pause and say, we went over a huge number of important things this week, and let me go, in case you missed it, that famous Dr. Oz segment, in case you missed it, I'm going to go over all of those other than my Fab 16. So, first one, there's a protein secreted by the muscles that improves memory by stimulating the release of brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor. We've never known why exercise stimulates neurotrophic growth factor. It appears that a chemical from muscle, capsaicin P, actually does that and causes the muscle to release this chemical, which then causes release of brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, which causes you to have more, bigger hippocampus, bigger memory center, and that's the only organ in the body where size matters, your memory center, and the bigger, the better. The Adomegas we went over, because smoking damages sperm, it damages the ability of the sperm to penetrate the egg, those specific things, those pins, if you will, that stick into the egg that allow the sperm to get in and cause a baby to be born or a fertilizer. Well, it turns out those are inhibited by smoking. DHA omega-3, same thing that improves memory, seems to improve those. We didn't get to how your breath helps doctors diagnose the difference between a viral infection, a bacterial infection, a fungi infection, and lung cancer. We'll do that one next week. Do long work hours make you younger or older? Well, they make longer hours than 60 a week make women older. Hours between 40 and 60 a week seem to make men younger. So a difference in effect may be due to caregiving responsibilities. We didn't get to one about Americans are actually drinking less soda and eating more whole grains. But we'll do that again next week. So key, Americans are starting to do healthier things. Is there a benefit from a standing desk versus a chair? The answer is, from a calorie standpoint, you burn about 2 more calories per hour. Not very much, but 2 calories an hour. Nothing. That's running 2 minutes. Running, in fact, 20 seconds does that. That's all you get the extra from being in a standing desk versus in a chair. Where do you get the real benefit? Get that treadmill desk and you'll get a real benefit. Well, those have been the top stories of the week. This week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Come back next week, because we're a passionate show that helps you stay at the top of your curve and live there and teach your family how to do it too. Stay well on Radio MD.